I'm Mary Carol Magazzini, and this is VPR News. 3 years ago, lawmakers approved new slaughter regulations that gave small farmers a foothold in the local meat market. Those rules are set to expire in July, and lawmakers must now decide whether or not to extend them. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the question has reignited a long-running debate over the regulatory hurdles small farms navigate.
Peter Burmeister raises organic livestock at his farm in Berlin, and there's one thing he hates most about the venture.
The worst day on the farm, the very worst day, is when I have to load pigs or cattle into a trailer.
Burmeister raises the animals for their meat, but he says that doesn't mean they aren't part of his family while they're around. Each gets his own name, even. And Burmeister says that makes it all the more difficult to watch as they're loaded up for the 100-mile trip to the USDA-inspected facility where he sends them for slaughter.
And the panic and fear that I see in the eyes and in the body language of the cow or the pig is very, very distressing, both to the animal and to me.
Burmeister is among the small Vermont farmers asking lawmakers to rewrite the regulations that govern the slaughter and sale of cattle, pigs, lamb, and goats. In 2013, lawmakers approved an agricultural experiment that allowed farmers to slaughter small numbers of livestock on their farms and then sell the processed meat to customers, even if the farm the meat was harvested on doesn't have an inspected slaughter facility. The law is set to expire this July, and its sunset could eliminate a niche market that has been a boon for small, diversified farmers, like 28-year-old Taylor Hutchison of Starksboro.
We've definitely talked about getting bigger in the future, but right now we're really enjoying being super diversified. We're really enjoying being able to do 10 pigs and to allow our customers to come out and meet the pigs.
As some farmers push for the extension of on-farm slaughter rules, others are asking lawmakers to increase the number of animals a person can sell for meat without having to take them to a state or federally inspected facility.
You know, with the animal limits per year, there's a growing concern among small-scale farmers in Vermont that they're basically kept at hobby status. They don't want to be hobby farmers. I mean, this is an important revenue stream.
That's Andrew Barenberg, organizer and advocate for Rural Vermont, a group that represents small farmers in the legislature. Right now, farmers can engage in on-farm slaughter only for 3 cattle, 10 pigs, or 25 lamb or goats. For farmers like Burmeister, expanding the caps would allow them to slaughter the animals on the farm they know and eliminate the stress of transportation and the hassle and expense of dealing with third-party processors. For others, upping the caps would allow them to expand their herds and derive more revenue for a product they say consumers are clamoring for.
And particularly for young and beginning farmers who are trying to diversify their operations and may not want to go into debt investing in a large-scale slaughtering facility.
Windham Representative Carolyn Partridge is the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Agriculture and Forest Products.
What all this boils down to really is the concept of food safety.
Partridge says lawmakers want to nurture the small farm movement in the state, but she says they can't do it at the cost of food safety. Partridge says slaughtering at inspected facilities helps ensure the sanitized environment needed to avoid contamination. Partridge's committee has passed legislation extending the on-farm slaughter rules for another 3 years, but she says committee members were uncomfortable expanding the numbers of livestock that could be slaughtered at an uninspected facility.
If there was a bad instance of tainting or whatever, E. coli, whatever might happen, that Vermont's brand would be tarnished in some way.
Rural Vermont will try to convince Senate lawmakers to repeal the sunset of the on-farm slaughter rules altogether and also to increase the caps. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.